This article is brought to you by the best-selling booksy Right Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. AI Leadership Trust, Why Communication is the Real Crisis. When machines lead, humans still have to trust you. What happened? A new trust framework called REACT has entered the conversation around AI-powered business leadership. The framework targets a growing pressure point as companies lean harder on AI for decisions and operations. The people affected by those decisions are asking sharper questions about fairness, accountability, and whether anyone human is actually in charge. Scrutiny is up. Tolerance for robotic, evasive communication is down. The communication angle. Here is the real problem REACT is responding to. And it has almost nothing to do with technology. It is a communication crisis wearing a tech costume. When AI makes a decision that affects someone's job, their loan application, or their performance review, that person does not want to hear from a system. They want to hear from a person who understands what happened, owns the outcome, and can explain the reasoning in plain language. Most leaders are failing that test right now. Not because they lack good intentions, but because they have never been trained to translate machine logic into human accountability. The leaders who are getting this right share one specific habit: they separate the tool from the voice. They let the AI do the analysis, then they step in front of it and speak. They say, "I reviewed the data, and here is my decision," rather than "the system flagged this." That single shift in language moves the accountability from an abstract process back to a person. It sounds small. It is not. It is the difference between a team that trusts you and a team that resents a black box. The leaders who are getting this wrong are hiding behind process language. Our AI-driven workflow determined is not leadership communication. It is abdication with a technical veneer. REACT's framework is essentially forcing companies to answer one question that every employee, customer, and stakeholder is already asking silently: is there a real person responsible for this? If your communication does not answer yes immediately and clearly, you have already lost the room. Accountability language is a specific skill. It requires you to use first-person ownership, name the decision directly, and invite a response. I made this call based on these three reasons. If you see something I missed, tell me. That structure signals humanity, fairness, and confidence in one breath. It is what the REACT framework is pushing leaders toward, whether they recognize the communication mechanics behind it or not. This is exactly the kind of scenario I break down and Say It Right Every Time. The chapter on owning difficult messages gives you a framework for stepping in front of uncomfortable information and delivering it in a way that builds credibility instead of eroding it. The core move is what I call front-loading accountability. You put your name and your judgment first, before the evidence, before the caveats. It works in performance reviews, in crisis communications, and yes, in an age when the decision your team is questioning was partly made by a machine. The takeaway. Before your next meeting where an AI-generated report, forecast, or recommendation is on the table, prepare one sentence that starts with I and ends with a reason. Not the data shows and not the model suggests. You. Your name. Your reasoning. Write it before you walk in. Say it out loud at the table. That single practice will do more for your team's trust in you than any framework document ever will. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit eamonblackthorne.com to get your copy.